John chapter 11, and we're going to read verse 43 and 44. Very familiar passage of Scripture. Also want to say it's great to have my pastor here, Brother Suits. I love him and appreciate him. Amen. John chapter 11, verse 43. The Bible said, "And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice." This is speaking of Jesus. "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, "Loose him and let him go." Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you would lay your hand upon me on this day. God, I pray that you would help us to focus and speak no more and no less than you'd have us to preach. I need you, Lord. I'm nothing without you. Move on the hearts and the minds of these young people, quickening them with your Spirit. Give us victory around this altar, for we can do nothing without you. But Holy Ghost, give us victory. Hallelujah. I give you praise and glory for what you're going to do in the name of Jesus. Amen. You can be seated. Hallelujah. I want to preach to you today on saved, but not set free. Saved, but not set free. We read in this text where Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!" And so Lazarus comes out of the tomb. We're going to have a little visitor here today. His name's Lazarus. When Jesus called Lazarus' name, you know, that was probably a pretty common name among those people at that time. It's a wonder with the power of Jesus that every person that had ever died with the name of Lazarus at graves didn't start opening up all over the place. But that's how specific the Word of God is. When God knows your need and He calls your name, it will come directly to you. Hallelujah. And so we've got Lazarus here. Lazarus is alive, but he's still bound. You see, Lazarus was saved from death, but he was not set free from the bondage of the bandages. Hallelujah. Lazarus was called out of the grave, but still had on the grave clothes. Amen. I felt like in this service, as I was praying about what God would have us to preach, there are some young folks here that you're saved, but you are not set free. Amen. Hallelujah. You love God. You believe in the blessings of the Lord. You love shouting and you love singing. You love youth camp and you are saved, but you are not set free, or you are not sanctified. Hallelujah. You're saved, but you're not sanctified. But I'd like to see, hallelujah, you to take off sin's grave clothes today. I know the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness and all sin. And I'm not discounting the blood. I believe the blood washes it away. But there's such thing as called sanctification, where you gotta get rid of the grave clothes. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I believe there's some young people that are here. You're really saved. You're really washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And you've came out and you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. But you still got the grave clothes on. Hallelujah. I believe that in this service today that the Holy Ghost would like to come down in this place and sanctify you and set you free from the grave clothes. The Bible says, now I'm not going to preach long. It's kind of like one of those little greasy Kentucky cities. You know, you blink your eyes and you drove through it, and you've already been through the city limits on both sides. This message is going to be about that long. So get with it or you'll totally miss it. All right? Hallelujah. We see that the Bible said that he had a napkin bound around his face. around his head. And here's Lazarus. There are some of you that your heart's beating spiritually. Jesus is in your heart, but you've got bondage around your head. Your eyes are covered up and you just can't see anything to do with all this sanctification. I just don't get it. I just can't understand it. I just don't know why the preacher's always got to harp on the same old things. We're just trying to get the grave clothes off of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so here we see Lazarus. And so the preacher gets up and says, you need to leave the ball games alone. And when your head's covered up, what do you say? You just can't say, well, Lazarus, you got sin's grave clothes on. Hallelujah. You need to stay out of the movie theater. You boys need to wear pants and not shorts and tank tops. You need to be in church on Sunday morning instead of in a deer stand. Hallelujah. Praise God. You need to throw your country music in the trash can. You don't see it. There's a reason you can't see it. You're alive. You're saved. God loves you, but you still got the grave clothes on. But I believe that in this service, on this Saturday afternoon, October the 31st, when hell's having a party and the devil's got his own mummies, God's not going to try to bind you up. He's going to set you free. Oh, Holy Ghost, help me. Hallelujah. Well, I could name a lot of other things, but the first thing we got to do is get the grave clothes off of your head so you can see it. I know he's got to be hot and probably hyperventilating. He's got a turtleneck now. There we go. Hallelujah. The first step is to get your eyes uncovered where you can understand what's going on. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the next thing is, the Bible said he was bound from his feet all the way up to his shoulders. He was totally bound. And sometimes when you first get saved and you ain't been sanctified good yet and you wonder why that you can't have the victory, it's because you're bound up in sin's grave clothes. You need to get rid of the grave clothes. All right, brother, you've been saved, but you're still bound with a few things. The Holy Ghost, you haven't been sanctified just yet. I want you to shout a little bit. Praise God. We're saying a good old-fashioned song. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. Come on, shout a little bit. Come on, can't you shout? Don't you feel what I'm feeling? Don't you want to get in? Don't you want to glorify God? Go ahead, raise your hands. Give God glory. Praise Him and worship Him. Hallelujah. Well, why can't you raise your hands? Well, why are you ashamed? Why are you putting up half mask? I always heard that a flag that was at half mast meant there was a tragedy. But hallelujah, when the flag's waving over the Queen's Castle, it means that the royalty is at home. Hallelujah. The reason you can't raise your hands and shout and worship God, you might be saved, but you're still wearing the grave clothes of sin. Let God sanctify you, and then you can shout and worship God. Oh, I need the Holy Ghost to help me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so here comes the devil. I need a devil. Anybody want to help me? Who thinks you make mean faces? Come on, Clay. You're a handsome young man. I need your help. Make me a mean devil face. Come on. Growl. Put your hands up. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. And the devil comes to you. Come on, do it. You got to help me. This won't go. Oh, come on. There he is. Now the devil's coming to you. Now fight him. Come on, fight him. Come on, get a hold of him. Arm lock him, whoop him, get him in a headlock. Come on, that's right. Push him around a little bit. And you try to fight the devil. And you wonder why you never get the victory. And you fall into the same old things over and over and over. You love the Lord. You read your Bible. You pray every now and then. You get help at youth camp. And you keep going back into the same old state of defeat. It's because you haven't taken off the grave clothes, oh Spirit of God. Help me. Hallelujah. You're never going to fight the devil and win. You can go sit down if you don't get rid of the grave clothes. The Word of God says to us to do what first? Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. We always love that part that says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Don't we? We love that. That's about, well, I don't want to say that the Word of God is charismatic, but they love to quote that. Resist the, but the key to that whole verse is submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Lord, here I am. God, take the grave clothes off of me. God, strip me of anything that's unlike you. God, clean my heart up. God, clean my life up. God, help me get rid of the grave clothes. And then when the devil comes, he will, hallelujah, equip you with the sword of the Spirit, with the shield of faith. Hallelujah. You'll be able to fight the battle. Glory to God. There are some of you. These are the five things I felt like talking to you about, and then I'll be done. Number one, I want to talk to you about music. Some young folks' music, they are so bound in it. Music is a powerful thing. I love music. But let me tell you, if it appeals to your flesh before your spirit, you're feeding the wrong thing. It doesn't matter if it says, if it's in the Christian section at the Christian bookstore. It can be there. Do you think the devil's going to stand by and say, no, that's a Christian bookstore. I'm not putting anything in there. He's not going to do that. He's going to plant those CDs in there of those groups that's just on the line, that there's no way you could play their soundtrack in a Pentecostal holiness church and feel a move of the Holy Ghost. They're as carnal as I'll get out. They're a Trojan horse. They're trying to get a grip on your soul. And you go in there and say, well, it's number three on the list this month. They've got a popular song. It's the Cups of Mud or the Crowns of Life or the Clowns of whatever they are. I don't even know what they are. It's Fourth Day or whatever. And you're just looking at those, and they don't look like a Christian, and they got on things that don't look like, and their music don't sound like anything I've ever heard at church, but it's advertised as Christian. It's got to be all right. The devil wants to keep you in a straight jacket, but what you need to do is let God deliver you from anything that's unlike Him. Oh, hallelujah. And then the country music. Well, brother, it's just about cornbread and chicken. It's just about Papaw's dog getting run over and Dad losing his job and Mom running off with another man. There's nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, Sister Carrie, she sings about Jesus taking the wheel and how the Lord helped her. Oh, it's so wonderful. And Brother Josh, you know, he was raised like we were raised. And I know the fourth song on his CD is all about adultery. But the third song about long black train, about going to heaven and God knowing where you're headed, it's got to be something good to it. I'm telling you, it's a straight jacket. Hallelujah. The enemy wants to bind you up and make you think that the grave clothes are all right. But if you ever want to do anything for God, you're going to have to get rid of the grave clothes. Woo! Throw me my cell phone. I'm feeling plumb dangerous. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm almost done. The Lord will help me quit. Hallelujah. You see, some of you need to sanctify your cell phones. Hallelujah. On your cell phone, you may not have a country music CD in your possession, but you'll get those ringers on your phone, and you want to be cool, and you want to fit in, and you want them to hear Brad Paisley or Presley or whatever his name is in the latest song on your cell phone when you're walking through the school hall, and you're hearing that ringer, and everybody's like, ooh, yeah, man, you're cool, that's radical, you're tubular, and all this crazy stuff. You want to fit in, you want to be a part, but if you're going to be a part of the church of Jesus Christ, you're going to have to forget the grave clothes. Oh, I wish I could preach to you. I've been working on a message on sanctified cell phones, but you're not going to get it yet. If you come to Granite City next year, you might. Hallelujah. So we're going to get rid of music. I could move, spend a little time there, but I'm going to move on. Let's go with lust. Some of you are bound in the grave clothes of lust. You really have been saved, but there's an addiction that's in your soul. Boys, you hear me and hear me well. You sit down at that laptop or that computer, and that mouse and the devil will tell you, just one click, just one look. It's always the second look that's sin. But what he wants to do is put a hook in your jaw and get you looking one thing after another. Hallelujah. He'll say, well, just text her and just say something that's just a little suggestive. It won't matter. It'll just make her be interested in you. That's grave clothes. Oh, I want to help you today. That's grave clothes. It's going to do nothing. But when you come to church and you failed and you've looked and you've texted and you did all kinds of things that have to do with the world, when you get to church and the preacher says, raise your hands, you're not going to feel like it because you've got grave clothes all over you. But if you want to have victory in Jesus, you're going to have to let the Lord cut those things away. I need to move on. Men, keep your mind clean. And ladies, likewise. Hallelujah. So we got rid of lust. Let me talk about this for just a second. Movies. I'm not telling you that your brother's third birthday party, you watch it on a home movie, that you're going to hell for it. I may, if I differ with you brothers, I'm sorry, but I don't feel like you'll go to hell for that. But friend, listen, if the things that you are watching have profanity, murdering, cussing, adultery, suggestive things, anything that Hollywood puts out primarily is straight out of the pipeline of hell. I don't want to cry. I know it's a debatable thing, and I don't want to make you mad because this is a great group of kids. But I'm just telling you, movies from Hollywood are grave clothes. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Now listen, I don't think if you watch VeggieTales that you're going to go to hell. Somebody here may think that, and that's fine if they want to preach that. But I'm telling you, we don't have VeggieTales to worry about anymore. PG, PG-13, R-rated. God help us. It's grave clothes. I'm not going to go any more into that. I can feel that tightening up already. The grave clothes are stretching already. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to talk to you about relationships. The devil has grave clothes of relationships for you. There are some boys that there's a beautiful girl out there that's going to try to pull you in. Just like what Brother Gabbard preached to you a while ago. Hallelujah. They're going to come to you. And they're going to say, he's a good young man. He's a godly young man. I'm going to do everything I can do to keep him in his grave clothes. I'm going to try to get him to miss youth rally, to go out to eat with me at Old Charlie's on Friday night. I'm going to do what I can to get him to go on vacation with my family during youth camp. I'm going to try to keep him in grave clothes. And before you know it, you're totally missing youth functions because of that girl, young man. She's nothing but grave clothes. Let me tell you, young lady, if that guy gets you in the car, I don't care how spiritual he acts and how much he shouts around the altar and wants to kiss and hug on you, and you're not his wife, you better be careful. He's trying to take advantage of you and put you back in the graveyard. Hallelujah. Now, like what Brother David Brim said, he said, if he tries to slobber on you, tell him slobber on the steering wheel, get your cell phone, step out on the curb, and call your dad to come and get you, and never look his way a second time. Don't go back to the grave clothes and cut those ties. And then lastly, failures. You're supposed to be saved, and you did it. You are supposed to be right, and you did it. You was in Springdale Road Youth Group, and you did it. You was in HPCs. You was in the Highways Youth Group. You were in this, and you messed up. You failed. You did wrong. And the devil will try to bind you up in your past failures and the things that you did. But if you'll ask God to forgive you and get rid of them grave clothes, you can walk out of here free. If you want to stay in those grave clothes, go ahead. But I want to preach to you, you don't have to stay in them. You can be free. I need a pair of scissors, brother. Can you get me one quick? Hallelujah. Everybody's looking at each other. Anybody? We got some heal people here. We got any knives? There we go. That's what I want right there. I like a man prepared. Yes, sir. Old Navy 94 right there. What's the Bible say? The Word of God is that it's sharper than what? What's it say, young people? The Bible is sharper than what? Two-edged sword. This is a one-edged sword, but it's going to have to work today. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you see the preacher, and he's preaching right down the aisle, and he's got the sword out. Let me get the other sword. Hallelujah. And you know he's getting ready to hit what you're doing. And he comes right down the aisle. And he gets right to where you are. And he starts preaching to you. And he say, easy with that knife. Easy with that knife. But you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to get you loose. Hallelujah. He's trying to get you loose. He preaches against the sin and the grave clothes that's in your life. And here's what he does. He's not trying to be mean. He's not trying to bust you. He's not trying to tear you down or make you feel foolish. He's trying to get you free. He's trying to tell you the truth. The Bible said that when Lazarus came forth from the tomb, Jesus said unto them. Jesus could have said, I loose you right now. But he said unto them. He told somebody else to loose them. And God has gave the ministry the authority to preach His precious word, to cut those grave clothes off of you. You say, well, God didn't say it to me, and God didn't speak it to me. But the Lord has given others authority to use His great sword to cut aside the grave clothes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother, will you come hold this mic for me while I cut him free? Sitting there and you're nervous. Oh, what's he going to say next? What's he going to say next? What's he going to preach on now? And all this time you're scared and you're looking at the knife when you need to be looking at the freedom that you're getting. Hallelujah. Well, he's busting what I'm doing. Well, he just knows. Somebody's told him what I've said. Hallelujah. Somebody's told him what I've did. Somebody's told him that I've been messing around with such and such. And all the time, he's cutting away. Hallelujah. At the grave clothes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Brother Andrew is free. You know why? Because he let the Word of God cut him loose from the grave clothes. He could have said, nope, leave me alone. I'm not going to the altar. I'm not listening to this nonsense. I'm not getting into this legalities. I'm not listening to the Word of God. And he would have went out just like he came in. But because that he cut himself loose, praise God, and allowed himself to be set free. Now when I say, brother, lift your hands, he can lift his hands. When I say run, he can run. When I say shout, he can shout. When I say give God glory, he's got the victory. You know why? Because he's saved and he's set free. I feel like there's some young people that are in this place this afternoon. You're saved, but you need to be set free. You need to be cut loose from sin. If I was you today and had some in my life that's been binding me down, I'd run to the altar and say, I want to be free today. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to walk out of here today and you're not going to leave the same way you came. You're going to leave your grave clothes back at the altar. Woo! Hallelujah. I wonder if there'd be a young person that'd come up in the front today. You don't have to tell me what it is or nobody else. But say, preacher, I'm battling with something and I need God to set me free. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Sister Webb, come to the piano. Hallelujah. I'm bound. I didn't realize it. I'm saved and I love the Lord. But I'm not totally free. I need God to help me. I want you to step out right now and come and stand in front of this altar. I don't want you to kneel. I want you to stand unless you're not saved. There you go. That's right. Move. That's right. Move right now. Come on, young lady. Right now. I'm saved, but I'm not totally set free. Come on. That's it. That's it. Pray, church. Pray. Men of God, I need you to pray. Oh, God. Take the scales off my eyes. Take the grave clothes and help me to be able to see it. Lord, I don't understand why everything's preached all the time. But Lord, open my eyes that I can see. I feel the Holy Ghost. If you need deliverance here today, the deliverer is here to set you free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else? I want to give you time. Please reverence. Those of you that are not moving, please reverence while these move to the altar. God is going to give us some victory around this altar today. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost here to deliver, to set free, to move and strip away the grave clothes.